Susan Schmidt. She is a candidate for the 69th District State Representative seat, currently held by the term-limited Mark Meadows. Susan, how are you this morning?
I'm fine. Britt, thank you for having me on the program. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us here on this Friday morning, the morning after Thanksgiving. Let's get right into it, Susan. Why should you be the next state representative? Why should the voters select you?
Well, you know, I think I bring forward the kind of experience that will make me a strong representative for the people of this district, whether it be as a teacher, a parent, a community leader, and my experience with the legislature. I think that makes me a strong person to be a strong voice for them.
And tell us about your experience, your background. What have you done in the past that has gotten you to this particular point?
Well, you know, I've spent about 30 years in the field of education, teaching students from kindergarten through community college level, specializing in learning disabilities. And I have spent time in my community over the last 20 years, you know, everywhere for anything from an elected office, a school board, to community leader for different projects that we've worked on. And then over the last 5 years, you know, I took a leave of absence from the Lansing School District and was chief of staff to Representative Mark Meadows, which gave me a real up-close, full contact experience with the legislative process, which I think is a very important piece to this job, because so many of our representatives, you know, they come in, they have 6 years to be relevant, and there's a lot to learn. And I think that makes me a strong candidate.
Now, you are not the only candidate right now running for Mark Meadows' seat. Former East Lansing Mayor Sam Singh, he's also running, and like you, he's a Democrat. Why should he not get the support of the voters? You know, why should they select you over him, at least in the at least on the Democratic side?
You know, Sam is a close friend of mine. We've been friends and have worked on a lot of projects over the last few years. You know, I think that I just bring a different perspective. I think that, you know, having been a parent, you know, I understand what it takes to raise a family in this environment and to try to save enough money to be able to send kids to college. And when you've been a teacher for as long as I have, you have personal experiences with thousands of families, and you understand what they face day in and day out. And the decisions we make at the Capitol affect families every day. And I think that perspective is an important one.
Now, how has the campaigning been going for you so far?
You know, it's been going really great. I announced on Tony's program mid-September. We had a big kickoff fundraiser in October and well-received. A lot of people came. A lot of people were very generous with contributions. You know, it's been very gratifying to get the kind of feedback from people in my community that they're excited I'm running. And I've had coffees, and I continue to meet with people. We've got 4 big events before the end of the year. And, you know, I've really been excited about the whole experience.
And yeah, like you said, you did announce your candidacy here on this program back in September. It was a story that you heard first here on WILS as we're talking with Susan Schmidt, a candidate for the state representative 69th district seat being held right now by term-limited Mark Meadows. Schmidt joining us here on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Now, Susan, at around the time that you made your announcement, your name was involved in this controversial story involving Mark Meadows, who, as you said, was your former boss. He was found guilty of violating House rules. Mark Meadows, we're talking about, for endorsing you in a newsletter in August back when you still worked for Meadows. Now, Meadows denies that he did anything wrong. What's been your take on this story?
You know, I can tell you that I was a current employee of Mark's. I was not a candidate at the time. And I was flattered that Mark said very nice things about me in the newsletter. You know, he said I would I was highly qualified, and he hoped I would take his spot. And I saw that as very flattering. And, you know, there were rules of the House of Representatives that were they questioned whether that was an endorsement. I can only tell you, I mean, you can talk to Mark about it. I personally think that, you know, it was a compliment to me that he was so flattering.
Now, what?
But I was not a candidate at the time. I was an employee.
Now, what determines exactly what an endorsement is? You know, in a story like this, when Meadows mentioned someone like you in a newsletter, what exactly would be considered an endorsement? And, you know, really, what would not be considered an endorsement?
You know, I think you'd have to go to House Rules to see what they call an endorsement. As far as campaign finance, first of all, you have to be a candidate. So yeah. I wasn't a candidate at the time. I was still an employee. And so, you know, I was following very strict rules with the House of Representatives that as long as you're there, you don't take a dollar, you don't spend a dollar, you don't file to become a candidate. And I had done none of those things because I wanted to keep my job. I have two kids in college and was very diligent about following those rules. So I can only tell you that it would appear to me that in order to call it an endorsement, a person would have to be a candidate, of which I was not.
Now, campaign funding is always a big part of running for office, especially when times are so tough economically. What kind of a plan do you have? How do you get citizens to donate money to your campaign when a lot of people are, you know, pinching their pennies, if you will, and their wallets are tight? You know, what do you do to encourage them to donate to your campaign or the campaign of any other elected official?
You know, I don't know if it's particularly what you do to encourage them, but for me, I've been sitting down with people individually and in small groups, had phone calls with people, and basically have told them what my intentions are, why I want to run, and many of these people, a lot of these people, I already have prior relationships with, and they're very excited that I'm going to do this. And the reality of the situation is it does take money to pay for postage and to print up flyers and those types of things. And the people want to see me in that position. So they're excited to say, hey, I'd like to give you this much. I'd like to give you this much. Different people are able to give different amounts. And, you know, I know with my friends that are teachers, it's been really difficult with what's been going on with them financially. And, you know, there may be smaller amounts from some of them, and other people can give larger amounts.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, so, you know, it's not so much that you're trying to talk somebody into give to you, but basically tell them what you have to offer. And it's really, if it resonates with them and they feel that they want to invest in this endeavor, it's up to them.
So what exactly now is on the horizon for you campaign-wise? What are you looking ahead to here in the short term?
Well, I'm really excited. This Thursday, we've got a big event at Harrison Roadhouse, and I've specifically targeted educators. We've seen the educational community feel pretty beat up over the last 8 months, and so I'm trying to bring those people together for a fundraiser. And I want to be able to talk with them, have them be with each other to talk about how they're feeling, because I know the morale is pretty low. So that's December 1st, and then I've got two events on Sunday out in the community, and then the next week I've got another event at someone's home. So right now it's just having a few more fundraisers, a few more coffees, and you know, seeing where we are at the end of December when the first filing deadline comes up as far as finances.
All right, we got less than a minute left, Susan. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about your campaign and about your platform?
Sure. They can check my website, which is Susan Schmidt for Rep, and that's the word for. And if you go on there, you can see what I believe in, a little bit about my background. I am who I am because of my parents, and you can read about my parents because they helped shape who I am. And there are numbers and emails on there if you want to contact me, and I would welcome anyone's call or be willing to come out and talk with them and their neighbors.
Susan Schmidt, candidate for the 69th District for State Representative. Susan, thanks so much for your time. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.